2016 marks the 10th anniversary of the death of the Irish writer John McGahern. With the passing of Seamus Heaney and Brian Friel in more recent times, we have lost three enormously talented writers who had an innate sense of what it is to be Irish. They skillfully used their youthful experiences of Derry, Donegal and Leitrim Roscommon to create a local world with a strong universal resonance. They are sadly missed. McGahern is the one I knew best, having had the opportunity to interview him on three separate occasions and to savour his mischievous humour and benefit from his generous hospitality. I put questions to him, but he generally answered the ones he felt I should have asked him. Literary critics are not always writers' best friends, and so they are generally kept at a safe distance. McGahern never failed to acknowledge the debt he owed to the Catholic Church for introducing him to beauty and a sense of the sacred. He had serious problems, however, with certain aspects of church teaching, especially in relation to sexuality. His words about the creative process strike a chord with me almost 16 years after they were first uttered. "Art is a mysterious thing," he said. "The fingerprints of the writer are all over it, and you can't fake anything from the reader. If the tension's not there, the reader will sense that it's actually not dramatised, not thought out, not felt." With McGahern, one is always aware that the work has the indelible mark of his fingerprints, and it is all the better for that fact.